something else has gotten in their way. The blame game has become a new national pastime, and at the heart of it sits the rights industry. As Harvard Law School professor Marianne Glendon points out in her recent book, Rights Talk, the legal language in this country dealing with rights has become extremely well-developed, while the language dealing with responsibility and accountability lags far behind, a gap that accounts for a chorus of blaming and rights proclaiming, but very few songs of personal responsibility and accountability. The blame game, as well as seemingly unquenchable thirst for exposure, are just two symptoms of a widespread responsibility-avoiding syndrome, which, not surprisingly, has afflicted business organizations as well. The majority of people in organizations today, when confronted with poor performance or unsatisfactory results, immediately begin to formulate excuses, rationalizations, and arguments for why they cannot be held accountable, or at least not fully accountable for the problems. The culture of victimization has weakened the American character, stressing ease over difficulty, feeling good over being good, appearance over substance, saving face over solving problems, illusion over reality. It threatens to destroy the American corporate character by emphasizing quick fixes over long-term solutions, immediate gains over enduring progress,